Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Here's to the best spring ever in this season's must-have shoes. Find all the styles you need from brands you love at amazing prices right now at DSW. Update your closet with colorful sandals made for sunny days, fresh sneakers perfect for spring looks, and sporty soles ready for new adventures. Whatever you're up to this spring, DSW has the exact right pair for the occasion. Shop must-have spring shoes at your DSW store and DSW.com.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC in New York, this is Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer. Ballard is the name of the new album, credited to Lance and Chris Allen. Lance is Benjamin Lance, the trombonist and composer whom we've heard over the years playing with The National and Beirut and numerous other bands. Chris Allen is a sax player, bandleader, and educator. When you put them together, you don't get trombone and sax duets. What you get instead are a trippy batch of instrumentals built from highly processed electroacoustic sounds, some of them maddeningly catchy and others ambient and cool. Lance and Chris Allen are here, along with drummer Robin Beitas, to play some music from their album Ballard, and they're beginning with this tune called Panenka. Thank you. That's called Panenka, live performance in our studio by Lance and Chris Allen. That's Benjamin Lance, the trombonist, who on that piece was playing bass guitar and electronics, Chris Allen on saxophone and electronics, Robin Betas behind our drum kit, and you'll find a version of that song on the Lance and Chris Allen album called Ballard. All right, so Panenka is the name of the tune. Who is the soccer fan in the band? Chris is raising his hand.
Yes.
you care to explain what a Panenka is?
A Panenka is kind of a cheeky gesture because free kicks from the penalty spot are so easy to convert. It's so close that the goalkeeper usually doesn't have a reasonable chance of reacting to it. It's more of a guessing game.
So penalty kick, goalie usually has to guess, and he's going to dive left or right, guess, because he's guessing where you're going to go with the ball. And with a Panenka, instead you
go just right down the middle, like kind of like a soft shot right down the middle. You have to get it right, but if you get it right, I think it's also a little piece of theater. It's sort of demoralizing,
yes.
You know, for the opponent. Like, I just made you flail at the distance, and I dinked this little shot. So it's sort of, I mean, it plays into the psychology of penalty shootouts, and it's a fun dramatic thing.
Yeah. And why Panenka for that piece?
It's just a fun title, honestly. I thought we were casting about for titles for these songs, and I thought, oh, it would be. I think I thought of the other one, Rabona, first.
Yeah. All right. Well, and we'll get to that.
Yeah,
later.
That just sounded, that has fun. And then once we had that, it's like, oh, we should name something Panenka, and. Yeah, this one just seemed like the best fit, although I'd be hard-pressed to explain exactly why.
Right. Now, Ben, when the chords come in, it's pretty clearly in a 4-4 time, but that is like one of the most syncopated 4-4s. So the rhythms, are they tied to the length of like some of the loops of sound? Is that how that happens?
Yeah. I'm actually trying to remember even what the origin of that sound was, but it was something that Chris and I had been doing together and was mangled for long enough that I forget where it came from.
Uh-huh.
Just using various of my favorite sort of synth modules that mangle things and turn them into something else. I think that just like kind of predictable unpredictability is what I'm always most attracted to, and it leads to a lot of discussions with drummers as to which one is the one, you know.
now you do have, I mean, I see cables in front of you, so
yeah.
Is that a modular synthesizer that you've
put together? It's sort of a small portable little modular rig that does the bulk of the sort of processing that we're doing up here.
So you begin with Chris's sax, your trombone, your bass guitar.
Yeah.
And then what happens?
Pretty much this whole record originated and all the songs started with sound experiments that we did. And in this case, I think it was a tone series, and eventually, you know, obviously ended up probably not obvious at all, but we ended up with that is largely just trombones being mangled. And I love that I would never have thought of that kind of specifically herky-jerky motion of the harmonies in the trombones creating that really thick chord. And so that's the goal, you know. Like, I know what I'm, you know, I know what I like when I hear it, and I know, you know, the notes we're putting in, of course, but what comes out the other end ends up being delightfully unpredictable.
So Chris, how long have you and Ben been playing together?
Well, the fun talking point is forever. Like, our parents were our good friends, and so we're some of each other's oldest friends, and we played music together, you know, all through elementary school, middle school, and high school.
Wouldn't have been this kind of music, though.
No. No, band music, jazz band music. But I think this represents the first time kind of in adulthood. Essentially, this was Ben reaching out during the pandemic and saying, hey, just send me, you know, five notes, just four or five notes. Okay, fine, you know. and then getting back a whole environment. Okay, now listen to this, improvise over it, send back to me. Okay, create a melody over this. And, you know, each time I feel like I'm giving minimally and receiving maximally.
Really? Because it sounds to me like you're doing all the work. No. He's just like, here, send me that. Yeah, now send me this. Yeah, now send me this.
Yeah. It's all smoke and mirrors.
No, but the things that are getting set in this scenario are far from remarkable. And then they come back kind of sliced and diced, and he's just kind of watching and waiting and listening, and then like kind of opportunistically saying like, okay, I see a form emerging. Let me put a bass line to it. Mm. Let me, you know, make a melody. I think he's a true improviser. And in this case, it just at kind of like a slower pace than we're used to, you know, just sort of like just very patient watching and waiting for things to sort of emerge, you know, not forcing anything. So
where does the name Ballard come from? The name of the record, Ben?
So that's the street that I grew up with, actually. I grew up with on. The street that I grew up on is called Ballard Drive. And
And this is in Hartford? West Hartford?
Yeah, West Hartford. West Hartford, Connecticut. Yeah.
So I want to come back to something in a few minutes after you play this next piece that Chris just alluded to, which is the improvisatory element, especially now that you're having to play these things live. But let's do another live piece. This one's called Let Me Please. And for this one, Ben, you'll be picking up the trombone, right?
Yeah, start on trombones, shift over to bass, you know. Yeah.
Juggle a few plates.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
No idle hands.
Let's hear a live performance. The album's called Ballard by Lanz and Chris Allen. Benjamin Lanz, Chris Allen, and drummer Robin Betas here in the studio.
Thank you.
That's called Let Me Please from the album Ballard, credited to Lance and Chris Allen, live performance of that piece here in the studio with Ben Lanz playing the trombone and the bass guitar and the electronics, Chris Allen, saxophone and electronics, Robin Betas on percussion and drums. And so it seems, Ben, like this album, the pieces on this album fall into one of two categories. There are the catchy up-tempo pieces like Panenka, and then there are these more spectral, ghostly soundscapes like we just heard. Was that an intentional thing, or is it just something that happened?
No, that's how it happened. Let me please definitely was like a ghost in the machine sort of. I love that you said spectral, because that's like so much of the inspiration behind that. And you know, I just remember first hearing Griset and things like that, and just imagining
Gerard Griset, yeah, the French composer,
and wishing I could somehow just disappear forever into that the swirl of sound. And yeah, that one very specifically was finding this like whistle ghost in the machine and amongst all the things we had been putting into it, and isolating that, and then
and building something around
seeing
it,
seeing where that goes.
Wow. So there's an improvisatory quality in the way, obviously, that these pieces were built. And then, Chris, when you're actually playing them, I mean, already, like, Panenka was recognizably the tune Panenka, but the performance was very different from what's on the record. And same thing with Let Me Please. So, you know, it seems like you get to be a little more jazzy.
Yeah. That's fair. I'm definitely on those two, just at the end, just blowing.
Yeah.
Like, for example, those two tunes would be the first one sort of sour and salty, and then the second one even saltier and more sour.
So that's the spectrum. How repeatable are these pieces? I mean, as you've begun to perform them live, can you count on certain things happening with the electronics, with the live part?
Yeah. We really got to chain ourselves in theory, you know, at least in performative theory, to what's happening in the electronics. But then it's really carrying a large amount of the structural, you know, burden. So we got to feel it. And I've sort of been telling myself this whole time through starting to play this stuff live that you know, patience and letting things play out as they play out in the room we're in is going to be way better than trying to force something to sound like it was, you know, it does on the record.
Right. All right, so, Chris, Panenka, the cheeky little penalty kick down the middle. Rabona is...
So, okay, Rabona, this might be... I can do it. It might be a little harder to describe satisfactorily.
Oh, come on.
Without the visual. Okay, so it would be as if... Imagine your left foot was on the ground.
Right.
And imagine the soccer ball was to the left of your left foot. And now imagine kicking that ball with your right foot.
Right.
What you would have to do, kicking it forward, so you're swinging, if you're kicking with the right foot, swinging it behind your left foot. And
it's almost like a dance move.
It looks like a dance move.
Yeah.
And you know, the just to hear it described kind of as a separate thing like that, it sounds kind of ridiculous. Like, why would you do that? It would just be sort of a show off. But the exhilarating thing for a fan is when, you know, there's a player in a tight area with lots of other players and everything's happening very fast, and you know, the ball falls a certain way, and that is like the only chance at kicking it. And so when someone has the presence of mind and the skills to do that, and then sometimes if you can do that and score a goal, it's just it's pretty fun. It happens in a flash, and it's the type of thing where you might not even realize it without slow motion replay. You know,
I've seen Cristiano Ronaldo do Rabonas, and believe me, he wants you to notice.
Yeah.
It is all about him and showing off. You know, it's, but yeah, it, they're All right. So yeah. Rabona is the name of this next piece. Mm-hmm. And let's see what happens in the live version of it. Right. There is, of course, a version on the record called Ballard, but Lanz and Chris Allen with Ruben Betas on drums are here live in the studio to play it. We'll be right back. Well, that is called Rabona, and in the game of soccer, that is a very difficult skill, and that performance seems like a little difficult skill has been produced by our guests here in the studio. Lance and Chris Allen, the album's called Ballard, that track is on it. Ben, you were playing the electric bass, and then at one point you looped it so you could then pick up the trombone and play that, and we continued to hear the bass. And Chris, there were several moments at the end of near the end of the piece where you put the sax down, but we were still hearing the kind of after images of the instrument, because you're using, it seems, a lot of the same foot pedals and gear that an electric guitarist would use to process the sound.
Yes, and I'm just getting used to it. But yeah, in there's a little bit of looping I'm doing, just like leaving sounds of myself out there. But a lot of that is coming from the modular as well.
The modular synthesizer.
But then, then just screwing around with this pocket piano, it's kind of doubling the bass line, putting little other noises in there.
Yeah. Ben, Chris was explaining before the kind of twisty body motion that's required to, to actually pull off a Rabona kick. And watching you at the end of that piece contorting yourself while holding the trombone to reach over and, knock out one line of sound or another. Yeah. Actually, that piece seemed pretty well named, it seemed to me.
Good.
So, so you're performing a couple of times in this setting, but of course you're also touring with the National, so you've got to, I guess...
Yeah.
And what about Lanzendorf? The last couple of times you've been here was with the Devendorf brothers from the National.
Yeah, I know. I really like those records we put out during the pandemic, and I hope we can bring new life to them. But yeah, it's definitely more coming. Just
Okay. What about this collaboration? I mean, your childhood friends, it's taken you this long to put out a quote-unquote adult record together, which makes it sound X-rated. I don't know why, but... more to come there, too?
Yeah. We've been working on some new material, which is fun because we've been able to do it in person, which it just definitely changes things. So hopefully we'll have more to come and related, but different.
All right. Well, it's a great start with the album Ballard.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for coming in and playing for us.
My pleasure.
Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producer today, Laura Boyman. And our videos were shot by Joe Enright, edited by Eric Weber. I'm John Schaefer, and you can keep up with everything we're doing on New Sounds by subscribing to our free weekly newsletter. Simply text New Sounds to 70101 or sign up on the website at newsounds.org.